Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Hey, history enthusiasts. You get not one, but two events in history today. With that said, on with the show. Welcome to This Day in History class, where we bring you a new tidbit from history every day. The day was June 4th, 1932. In a military rebellion that began on this day, the Chilean Air Force, under the command of Colonel Marmaduke Grove, forced President Juan Esteban Montero Rodriguez from power. The Socialist Republic of Chile was formed, though it was very short-lived. The Great Depression hit Chile hard. The value of copper and nitrate exports from the country declined substantially. Thousands of workers lost their jobs in nitrate fields. Imports also declined significantly, and crops from the 1931 and 1932 harvests had failed. The government tried to spread unemployed people out from the north by building albergues, or temporary housing in urban areas. But Chile did not have the resources to provide so much assistance. Afraid that having so many unemployed people concentrated in urban areas would cause conflict, government officials began kicking unemployed people out of cities. Workers and university students protested the forced evictions by striking in July of 1931. They demanded President Carlos Ibáñez out and called for a return to constitutional democracy. Police officers killed more than 10 people during the demonstrations. On July 26th, after the government remained indecisive on the issue and student unrest in Santiago continued, Ibáñez resigned and took off to the U.S. Embassy. Ibáñez's replacement, the president of the Senate, also resigned, and Juan Esteban Montero of the Conservative Party became provisional president. In October of 1931, Montero was elected president with 64% of the vote. In the midst of all the economic and political instability, Montero attempted to revive the country's devastated economy. But the crisis was so severe that the government's attempts did not work. Currency depreciated and inflation went up. In April of 1932, the president declared martial law, but Montero's opposition would soon seize power. On June 4, 1932, planes from El Bosque Air Base, commanded by Grove, flew over La Moneda, the president's palace. This caused Montero's government to resign, and the revolt established a junta government that consisted of General Arturo Puga Osorio, journalist and former ambassador to the United States Carlos Dávila, and socialist politician Eugenio Mate Hurtado. Air Commodore Marmaduke Grove was the war minister. The República Socialista, or Socialist Republic, was created. This junta dissolved Ibáñez's Congress, declared a moratorium on the collection of debts, and returned goods held in pawn at the government-owned Banco de Crédito Popular. Free meals were to be served daily to unemployed people. But funding soon ran out for the programs, pushing the government to order the police to raid jewelry shops and declare credits and deposits in foreign currency property of the state. Opinion on the Socialist Republic was split. Just over a week later, the first junta was dissolved and another was established, with Puga Osorio taking the executive power. And on June 16th, Carlos Dávila seized power and formed a new junta with Alberto Cabero and Pedro Nolasco Cárdenas Avendaño, where Puga Osorio was the war minister. Dávila exiled Mate and Grove to Easter Island and accused them of being communists. He also declared a state of emergency and press censorship. On the 8th of July, Dávila declared himself provisional president of the Socialist Republic. But he did not have enough support from the military or from civilians to remain in that position. On September 13th, Dávila was overthrown in a military rebellion led by Commodore Marino and General Bartolomé Blanche. Blanche ceded power to the president of the Supreme Court, Abraham Ollendeo Urrutia, who held general elections in October. Arturo Alessandri Palma, who had already been president of Chile from 1920 to 1924, was elected for his second term. In his first term, Alessandri had called for the abolition of the parliamentary system, the direct election of the president, and the separation of church and state. After his second election, democracy returned to Chile. But this time, Alessandri was a strict constitutionalist. He remained president until 1938. But workers and the middle class were still dissatisfied. In that year's presidential election, radical candidate Pedro Aguirre Cerda won. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. Keep up with us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at TDIHC Podcast. And if you want to listen to more history, you can check out the podcast Unpopular. It's a show that I host that's about people in history who challenged the status quo, and sometimes they were persecuted for it. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details.
Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Hello, everyone. I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that will convince you that history can be fascinating even when you expect it not to be. The day was June 4th, 1913. Suffragette Emily Davison was trampled by a horse at the Epsom Derby. She died 4 days later. The intentions of her actions leading to the accident have been a topic of debate. In 1906, Davison joined the Women's Social and Political Union. The WSPU was a militant political organization that campaigned for women's suffrage in the UK. At the time, Davison was 34 years old and worked as a governess. But she soon left her job to work for the movement full-time. Davison was a devout Christian and advocated for socialism. As a feminist and suffragette, she was militant and often confrontational. She was arrested and imprisoned several times. She went to jail for the first time in 1909. After marching to see Prime Minister H.H. Asquith with a group led by suffragette Dora Marston, she and several other women ended up being charged with obstruction and assaulting the police. Davison was later imprisoned for throwing stones at people and setting pillar boxes on fire. While in prison, she would go on hunger strikes and was force-fed. In 1912, she jumped from a prison balcony in protest of her treatment and injured her head and vertebrae. On June 4th, 1913, Davison attended the Derby. She had two WSPU flags, which bore the colors purple, white, and green. She found a spot at Tattenham Corner, the last bend before the final straight. As the horses came around Tattenham Corner, Davison ducked under the railing and onto the track. When she made it onto the track, King George V's horse struck her. Davison was knocked unconscious, and the horse fell and threw off his jockey, Herbert Jones. The incident was caught on camera. Davison and Jones were taken to the hospital. Jones had a concussion and was soon sent home, but Davison never regained consciousness and died from a fracture at the base of her skull on June 8th. Davison's funeral on June 14th involved a procession of thousands of people. The WSPU pegged her as a martyr, while the media questioned her mental stability and pointed to her reputation as a militant suffragette. Opinion is divided on whether Davison intended to die or just wanted to disrupt the Derby. Some historians say that she was trying to attach a flag to the horse. Other people believe that she was trying to cross the tracks. And some think that she was trying to pull the horse down. At the time, Davison was carrying a return train ticket from Epsom and had made plans with her sister for the near future. Some people point to this fact as evidence that she did not intend to die by suicide that day. When World War I broke out in 1914, WSPU founder Emmeline Pankhurst suspended the organization's militant activities and focused on recruiting women to the war effort. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. And if you have any comments or suggestions or kind words you want to send us, you can send them to thisday@iheartmedia.com. You can also hit us up on social media. We're at TDIHC Podcast. Hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll be back tomorrow with another episode.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander. Or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified, diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.